This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 327 for Wednesday, March 27th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market on Wednesday is extending its losses from Tuesday due to weakness from comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all suffering substantial losses early in the day. Crude oil is also lower due to an expansion in United States stockpiles, but Middle East tensions and supply cuts from OPEC reduced price pressures. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract is down $6.10 per ton at $632.40. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are both seeing modest losses, while wheat is mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its prospective plantings and quarterly stocks reports tomorrow. The trade expects the USDA will show corn plantings at 91.78 million acres on average, nearly 3 million less than what was planted last year. Rain is expected for parts of the Northern Plains, Upper Midwest, and Eastern Corn Belt up to Saturday, but only 7 millimeters at most. On Tuesday, Texas, Kansas, and New Mexico reported cows sickened by bird flu. The USDA said the risk to the country's dairy supply is low. Safras and Mercado reported Brazil's Safrinha corn crop to be 97.3% planted as of March 22nd, up 2.6 percentage points from last year. ANAC projected 140,000 tons of Brazilian corn exports in March. Maize exports from the European Union totaled 13.2 million tons during the 2023-24 marketing year as of March 23rd, 38% below the total 1 year ago. The May corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.28. The average trade estimate for soybean plantings in the U.S. is 86.53 million acres, compared to 83.6 million last year. ANAC estimated that Brazil will export 12.6 million tons of soybeans in March, along with 1.9 million tons of soy meal. The May soybean contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.94. Analysts predict the USDA will show all wheat acres at 34.87 million on average in tomorrow's report, which would be a decline of 4.9% from last year. Some counties in south central Texas reported overnight lows between minus 7 to minus 10 degrees Celsius early this morning. Soft wheat exports from the EU this marketing year as of March 23rd totaled 22.8 million tons, down 2% from last year. France and other EU nations are pushing for greater curbs of Ukrainian food products to prevent the destabilization of EU ag markets. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.44. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.76. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $6.47 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 27th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.